The Traveler's Journal, March 29th. Looking for Venetian values. Lord Byron called Venice the greenest island of my imagination. The city at the northern tip of the Adriatic Sea is draped over 110 different islands. A fairy tale realm of Moorish-looking palaces and beautiful people, it never fails to cast a romantic spell. Strolling its streets is something like sorting through a treasure chest. Tiny lanes harbor splendid surprises. A rose-red palazzo, a shop hung with golden carnival masks. Faint footways hug dark canals, cross narrow bridges, and burst onto airy squares that are abuzz with the dramatic activity of daily life. Venice also has a reputation for being very expensive. It is, but the costs can be minimized by taking advantage of what is free and finding affordable options for the rest. For example, art abounds, but at a price. The treasures of Venice's great palaces, galleries, and museums are a legacy of the days when the city was a world power. Admission to most is $10 or more, but widely available discount cards can cut those costs in half. Or dining. Venice is infamous for mediocre food served at expensive prices. One trick is to avoid cafes and restaurants on the busy streets and seek out small places that feature seafood or pizza and cater to locals. Trattoria alla Rivetta in the shadow of San Marco is one excellent example. Visitors can also save on shopping, hotel rooms, even gondola rides, but as we'll see tomorrow, sometimes that requires good timing. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.